Section 2. Listening Passage 1. Removing the Bubble Wrap.
As parents, one of the hardest things to do is finding a balance between loving and protecting our children and giving them the freedom to learn and grow. Overprotecting our children can have vastly negative consequences on child development. As adults, we may always feel that we know what is best for our children. However, children with healthy neurological systems naturally seek out the sensory input they need on their own. You may find yourself having a natural tendency to say, "No spinning, you may get dizzy," or "Get down from that tree, you may get hurt." However, when we restrict children from experiencing new sensations of their own free will, they may not develop the senses and motor skills necessary to take risks without getting hurt. Then we, the adults, become the barrier to healthy child development. Children are natural risk takers. During free play, children learn to manage, control, and even overcome their fears by taking risks. Children who injured themselves by falling from heights between ages 5 and 9 are less likely to be afraid of heights when they are 18 years old. On the other hand, if children never go through the process of exposing themselves to new risks, their fear can turn into a phobia. In other words, our parental anxiety can become a barrier to children's emotional development as well. Letting children take risks boosts their confidence. Using a knife to whittle a stick, exploring without an adult, tending a fire, and creating a fort all have one thing in common. There is the risk of injury. Even though letting kids take risks can be scary for parents, these experiences offer considerable reward and value to growing children. When a child takes a risk, such as riding a bike for the first time, it can be frightening. At the same time, the child is learning to overcome that fear to reach a goal. In the process of learning to ride a bike successfully, the child learns patience, perseverance, and resilience. She learns to keep trying even when she continues to fall. Although letting kids take risks may be scary for parents and even children at first, it is an essential part of growing up. Taking risk allows children to overcome physical challenges and strengthens their senses at the same time. These benefits ultimately make them safer and more resilient in the long run. Risky play also allows children to overcome fears and anxiety and build strong character. Children need opportunities to fall and make mistakes in order to become more confident and capable when facing future life challenges.
Question 51. 1. It helps keep children safe. 2. It damages the relationship between child and parent. 3. It increases stress both in children and parents. 4. It has vastly negative consequences on child development. Question 52. 1. Riding a bike. 2. Climbing a tree. 3. Tending a fire. 4. Doing self-exploring without an adult. Question 53. 1. They may become bored with play. 2. They may begin to have a strained relationship with their parents. 3. Their fears may develop into phobias. 4. They are generally much more mentally healthy by the age of 18. Question 54. 1. overprotective parents. 2. Identifying risky activities for children. 3. The importance of risk-taking. 4. Respect children's need to explore the world around them. Question 55. One, the strengthening of senses. Two, a reduction of stress. Three, a boost of self-confidence. Four, the overcoming of fears.